The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Do you still know where Ephesians is in your Bible? You have punched it. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. No, that's not everybody. This is platform of grace. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. But be filled with what? Wow. How will you be filled with the Spirit? Next verse. Speaking. Aha. Hint and spiritual song. So it tells you that how to be filled with the Spirit is by speaking. Touch your neighbor, say utterance. I'm going to be talking about utterance tonight. Hallelujah. How you get filled with the Holy Ghost is by speaking. Speaking. And so, one thing I said in the day, which I don't want to forget this night. Notice that whenever the Bible talks about being filled with the Holy Ghost, He puts the responsibility on you. He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking. So he tells you, you are the one. There is an action you have to carry out that will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Do you understand the point? Do you get what I'm saying now? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. How? Speaking. And you will observe that wherever you see the issue of being filled with the Holy Ghost, you will see speaking. It's always utterance that begs the filling of the Spirit. Speaking. Acts 2 verse 4. Let me show you. Acts 2 verse 4. Acts 2 verse 4. Open your Bible. Acts 2 and verse 4. Punch your Bible. Okay. Are you there? See, are you there? Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. So when they were speaking, whenever you see being filled with the Holy Ghost, what will you see? Speaking. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak. So how to get yourself refreshed or filled with the Holy Ghost, which you now know is, it doesn't mean to pour more inside. Do you understand it? Do you understand it? If you're not distracted from by the technical, do you understand it? How to get yourself filled with the Holy Ghost is by what? Speaking. So he said they were offering the Holy Ghost. And how did you, how, what was the evidence of that? They began to speak. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible tells us that Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, he said. And so wherever you find being filled with the Holy Ghost, you will find men talking. I know what I'm saying. You'll find men talking. So, be filled with the Holy Ghost, he said. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, they said. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, talking. And so you see, being filled with the Holy Ghost, number one, is your action. Number two, it comes from within you. And that action will be to speak. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And so, this speaking is not just a Now, let me slow down. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit, right? Can we mention? Oh, number one. You say? Wait, you say? Did I hear love? Hey, who is your pastor? It's not me. Measure the gifts of the Spirit. Let me hear you again. Wait, I need to hear you. Say it again. Drama. Drama, music, prayer team, vision, comedy, entertainment, dancing. How many of you have the gift of dancing? Even people that cannot raise their leg, they all have the gift of dancing. Can you imagine? Now let's mention the 9 gifts of the Spirit again. Number one, tongues, okay? Interpretation, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, okay, working of miracles, healing and faith. These are the nine. And we group this into three. That is what we call the utterance gift. That word utterance simply means to say. I'm taking you to somewhere. You have to listen tonight. I told you tonight, you're going to be working miracles for yourself. Are you here? That word utterance means to say. And there are three gifts we put in that category. Number one is what? Number one is what? Tongues. Number two is what? Interpretation. Number three is what? Prophecy. These three gifts deal with speaking. And that's what Paul was explaining in Ephesians 5 verse 19 or verse 18. He said, if you do the Holy Ghost, in verse 19, he now said, speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He's talking about the spiritual gift, the gifts of utterance. So let me explain tongues and interpretation to you now. Okay, let's pray in tongues, everybody. I said, let's pray in tongues. Uh-huh, stop. Now, what you just did is tongues. And in case this is your first time of coming, tongues is not your father's language. Neither is it German or French. Amen. What is tongues? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. We are back, right? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. Let's have a look at the screen. Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. Uh-huh. Speaketh not unto men, but who? For what? How be it? He speaketh what? So no man can understand tongues. So tongues is anybody's language. But then what is tongues? What do you say when you're speaking in tongues? Mysteries. Who are you addressing in tongues? According to this verse, who? God. So when you're praying in tongues, speaking to God, you're speaking mysteries unto God. And so what is tongues? Tongues simply would be divine mysteries spoken in an unknown language. That word unknown would definitely mean unknown to you. You see the point now? Unknown to man. It doesn't really mean unknown, unknown, unknown. Do you understand the point? It's known to your spirit man, but it's not known to man. Do you see the point now? That's tongues. And then there is interpretation of tongues. This interpretation is when you come out, you want to pray, when you now speak in tongues, interpretation would be bringing what you said in an unknown language to a known language. I've touched on this a lot, right? It would mean to speak in tongues and to bring it to English. And I can normally say whenever I teach on this, interpretation of tongues is not translation of tongues. It doesn't mean that when you're interpreting tongues, that barakatola basanda would always mean the Lord is in this place. That's translation. That's not interpretation. Barakatosh does not mean the Lord is in this place. Gabadosh does not mean fire. It's not like aka means hand. That's translation. Interpretation is to give sounds, give vocal or English sound to the things you are saying in tongues. I'll give you an example. Have you seen some people pray in tongues and the only thing they pray is la 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 ta 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 ko 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 ko. And then when you ask them to give the interpretation, they give you 2 pages. I've been wondering how did la 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 ko 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 ta 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 to turn to 2 pages. Because it's not translation. It is what? Interpretation. Ooh. And so well, interpretation is I speak in tongues, in clear and wrong, that shateka baros o cola pe kate. Igitsukutula freketo shate la frekotoza. For right now, when you don't look left and you don't look right, you just have to focus on what God is doing tonight. And suddenly your eyes will be open and you begin to see the path that you must walk. For a lot have been spoken about this meeting and 2020. And for many of you, it starts from tonight and you begin to see what must come. As we begin to minister by the Spirit tonight, says the Lord, I'm going to come to you in visions and apparitions and you shall begin to see what must be. Some of you seeing giant steps that you must take by the Spirit. For says the Lord, the lid is removed, the veil is removed, and you will see into the Spirit and see the path that you must walk in, and that road is cleared. Oh, how did I do that? I gave interpretation to the tongues I spoke. So how are you sure that's interpretation? The same way I'm sure that my tongues is correct. Are you still here? Once you pray in tongues, there's an interpretation there in your inside. And what I'm saying, you must learn this thing now. Because this is what will bet what is going to happen tonight. So we call it interpretation. Bringing what was said in an unknown language into a known tongue. How many of you have noticed that whenever you begin to pray in tongues for long, when you pray in tongues, especially for starters, when you pray in tongues and pray in tongues, it will get to a point, some words will begin to come out in English. Does it happen to you? Some of them may be words of thanksgiving. Does it happen to you? Some of you just pray in tongues. After you pray. Something will just jump in. Does it happen to you? That is interpretation. That's what you have been saying in tongues. And when you have been trained with the Spirit, you can stretch it. Hey. I can, because I'm trying to show you, because one thing you must learn tonight is that where does this time of refreshing come from? Within, right? So I am the control switch to this thing. Do you get the point? Should I do it again? I can. And you see what is going to happen. Because I'm going to give you speed. I'm going to grant you speed. No more will you crawl. No more will you crawl. For speed will come. And you will mount on wings like that of the eagle. And those steps that you've taken, actually, let me switch from that realm and I'll go back later. Actually, I'm talking to someone that has started a business and the business is crawling. It's been trying to do well. It's been doing. No, says the Spirit of the Lord, you see, as you begin to take those steps that will come to you in this meeting, they will seem like they may not make sense, but those are words of wisdom dropping in your heart, paving ways and showing you directions and steps that you must take. You see, and speed will be given to you, and you will run. You will run and cover grounds. I heard in my spirit, he said, recovery of lost grounds. Lost grounds. You will run with strength. You see, every time I want to do this, I'll do it because it is me doing it. I get to the point. So that's why we said in the day that actually you are the one that has that refreshing. It is you. So if I don't want to interpret tongues, what does it mean? I decided not to. You see, that is how it is. People say, I say, come and interpret tongues. You say, sir, not, you know. And do Ephesians 5:18-19 says, speaking to yourself in psalms. Now, he was talking about utterance there, but he talked about songs. Remember? Songs. Speaking to yourself in what? Psalms. Those are songs. Is that still utterance? Yes. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. Is that still utterance? Yes. So the same way, how is songs utterance? Watch. The same way I just spoke in tongues, and something came to me and I began to speak, I can also sing in tongues. If I've gotten a song since you came for this meeting, let me see your hand. You've gotten a song? When is on? Okay, let's hear. Come. You now will call you. You've gotten a song? So it's just the same way I did. Look at verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will what? See. Your eye must be here on me and you must be responding. I will what? And I will pray with understanding. I will do what? Sing with the Spirit and then? So the same way you just come and say, Leko, bara, and then you speak it in English, you can also sing in tongues and do, and then a song will come. So let's have you do a song. That song. Come. Hurry up.
Praise God. Well, I actually got the song this morning, and I don't know how it's going to be, but I have the lyrics. I'm just going to read it out, then
Maybe the keyboardist can help us. Praise. His presence lives in me. In seasons and out of seasons, I'm always filled with the Holy Ghost. I am the move of the Spirit. The time of refreshing is come. Your presence lives in me. Oh, sha-da-da-da-da-da-da. In seasons and out of seasons, I'm always filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm the move of the Spirit. Times of hallelujah. Let's go.
I'm going to show you something. In administrative utterance, you can talk and miss your step. What do? Start again. You are the one doing it. That's what you say. I'm thinking, rabba, rabba, rabba. The Lord said. You know, what you want to say, and the Lord, the same way I led the children of Israel, the same way Moses led Israel out of Egypt, I will lead you out. If you mistakenly say, the way Abraham led Israel out of Egypt, or Egypt out of Israel, if you just make that mistake, what do? Correct yourself. It's your mental faculty at work. Do you understand the point? The way Abraham led Egypt out of Israel, I'm going to lead you. Remember, go back. I, the Lord, I'm sorry. You not correct yourself. So you go again.
Your presence lives in me. In seasons and out of seasons, always filled with the Holy Ghost. Your presence lives in me. I'm the move of the Holy Ghost. Your presence lives in me. In seasons and out of seasons, I am so filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm the move of the Spirit. Times of refreshing is come. Times of refreshing is come.
Before you came, you had the lyrics, you didn't have the rhythm. I now made you give it rhythm. The same thing we do in interpretation of tongues is the same way we do in songs. I can get it line by line, and then I'll just give it a rhythm. You get the point? Yeah, go back. Now, what led me to that? When the Bible says speaking to yourself in sense of spiritual song, it means that the way you get to the Holy Ghost is by utterance, tongues and interpretation. That is the same thing we mean by prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is speaking inspired utterance by the Spirit. Inspired utterance. Like what I did now was prophecy. But that prophecy came by tongues and interpretation. Do you understand that? But then I can also give prophecy. You know what is prophecy? Inspired utterance. What is the difference between what I'm doing now and prophecy? The difference is, what I'm doing now, I plan this, I prepare the message. But in prophecy, you can just take up the mic. And it happens to me sometimes. That's why even in our preaching, it is interlaced with prophecies. As I'm teaching, I can just go sometimes and say one or two things, and then I come back. Do you get what I'm talking about? That's why I've learned that in the teaching ministry, you must not be stereotyped. Do you understand the point? One of you just said, this is what I'm going to say. I must say this. I was in a meeting some time ago around Owerri. And I've told this story in church. And then, while I was just teaching, talking, I began to tell a story of one story that did not concern my message. I was telling a story and I was cracking joke. You know how I used to joke? I was just joking. I said, because you think a priest, you know, slept with you and then priest now said you are possessed. You now be taking you are possessed. See, better help yourself. I was just joking. People are laughing. You know, when I finished the meeting, a lady came and met me and said, if you knew this thing about me, why didn't you come and tell me? I said, I'm confused. And I said, don't even act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You see, I said, okay, what happened? He said, see, this is what happened. You knew. I know. I said, see, calm down. I'm very sincere. I don't know. So they just tell me, she now told me the story. Exactly every illustration, even step by step, how it happened, I was joking with it in my illustration. And that will be the Spirit of God taking over you. I don't talk about. And so you see, you can speak by inspired utterance, just as sometimes prophecies don't come with revelations. You just be there to look at verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 14. He says, verse 3. He said, but he that prophesied speaketh unto men to what? Edification, exhortation, So you see, it's just to. So have you ever been praying with someone and you just felt like telling the person, it is well? That's prophecy. Have you ever gotten a long word? What? It is well. Things will fall in place. Everything is going to rearrange themselves well. What you are giving is prophecy. It is the utterance gift of the Spirit at work. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of us know these are familiar grounds for a lot of us, right? They're familiar grounds. So, by the Spirit, we speak. We call it utterance. By the Spirit, we give voice to what is in our inside. By the Spirit. So, we speak. So, sometimes we do it by tongues and interpretation. Sometimes we just do it by prophecy. We just talk. This is the refreshing. Do you understand the point? Remember that we saw that in the day? The refreshing is to talk. You talk by the Spirit, you talk in English. You can talk by the Spirit and talk in Igbo too. Amen? Or talk in Yoruba too. Who told you must always interpret tongues in English? Some of you that have never interpreted tongues in your life, this is your night too. Amen? We're going to interpret it because you're going to pray, and what you find out when you are done interpreting, if you've been speaking in tongues for some time, what you will tell yourself is, I've been doing this since. Did that happen to you when you the first interpreted tongues? Just tell yourself, I've been doing this. I didn't know this was what it was. Because once you begin to pray in tongues, things will begin to come in English. Are you still here? I can call anybody out here now to come and give tongues interpretation. Can I just come out and go, anything can come out. It can be prophecy. It can be. Sometimes what just comes out is, hey, everything is falling in place. Sometimes by it, you just begin to say things, you begin to know things by the Spirit. That's interpretation, and that can happen to you. But you see, tonight I want to focus on something. Many of us know utterance gift. But for many of us, the only thing we do with utterance gift is when we come for program and we say, hold somebody by your side and give the person word. Do it. Hold somebody by your side. Hold somebody by your side. One person. I'll give you 3 minutes to pray in tongues and give the person a word. Let's do it. Okay. Don't think. Just pray. The words are there already. Some of you are sick. Just pray. The words are there. You're going to talk to that person by your side. Tomorrow night, we'll do Holy Ghost meeting proper. Just pray. 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 Yegadosh. Zokotosh. Lokobara. Ikutulabe. Shontolo Fratenga. Zintula Brakeya. Jenkala Topande. Now, talk to that person by your side. You've gotten something. Talk to that person by your side. I'll give you 2 minutes to do that. You can hear those shouts here and there. That's how it is. It was be like, are you serious? Wow. Were you blessed by that? Are you blessed by that? This is what we just did, was tongue interpretation. If you didn't do it, you didn't want to. Because this is the refreshing. And it shall come from the presence of God. And this is the presence of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you see, many of us, this is the only thing we know about or transgift. But tonight, Lord said I should tell you something. That with this same or transgift, with these same tongues and interpretation, you can rise out of life circumstances. So I came to talk about your needs tonight. I came to talk about depression tonight. I came to talk about circumstances tonight. I came to talk about your ill health. I came to talk about your lack, the lack in your life. I came to talk about that academic issue. You see, most times you find ourselves struggling. The Lord said to me, that was 3 days ago, he said, this same tongues and interpretation is still the way out of those issues of life. But we have limited it to, okay, give somebody a word. Oh, the word grows. The word prospers in your mouth. You do more. That's what we've reduced it to. But with it, you can rise out of life issues. Let me say this to you. It is by utterance that we win. It's by utterance that will rise out of life circumstances. I've started. It is by utterance that will rise out of life circumstances. Friends, man is a speaking spirit. I said again. Man is a speaking spirit. And when man stops talking, things begin to go wrong. Are you getting me? He said, many of us are struggling because we have not engaged these gifts of tongues and interpretation over our life. By utterance, you can rise out of circumstances. By utterance, you can rise out of your sick bed. By utterance, you can rise out of joblessness. By utterance, you can rise out of lack. But you must learn. And what I'm talking about tonight, because that's what I want to share with you. Many of us, we know these things, but we have reduced it. God was talking to me this afternoon. He said, you have reduced it to positive confession. I shall be great in Jesus' name. I'm a success. That's the only thing we've reduced it to. And that's very dangerous. Because if you're doing that, you're not different from motivational speakers. Even the world, they do it. Two of us. This exam I wrote, I shall be the head and not the tail. And the problem with talking like that, just making positive confessions, is that the danger is you are saying things you don't believe. Do you got to say now? What did I say? You are saying things that... You say, does it make any difference? It makes a lot of difference. When you say things... Okay. How do we get saved? Huh? Believing, right? But we confess to when we get saved. What do we confess? What you have believed. If I don't believe that Jesus died for me and paid for my sins, and I'm just saying it, oh, Jesus died for me, it's not the same we should be saying. Will I get saved? Why? It has to be what you believe. That's the same thing about confession. When you just come and say, hey, I'm blessed, oh. I'm blessed. My life is blessed, oh. Once there is lack, you say, I prosper. And we see it on your WhatsApp status. Some of you from your WhatsApp status, I can tell how your life is moving. When you are sick, you come and write, divine health is mine. Everything is about how you feel. When you are broke, you come and write, I work in abundance. Okay, you don't have money. We know what it is. When somebody now talks to you, that you now come to your WhatsApp and write, I'm accepted in the beloved. You cannot talk me down. You know, all these are wonderful. But you know, half of the times you are saying them, you don't even believe them. Have I ever been making confessions I don't believe it? Does that happen to you? I say, nah, I'm blessed too. Hallelujah. Amen. When there is so much lack in your house, you now write, I lack no good thing. No, that's... No, those are not bad things to say. But if that is where you are, you will always be saying things you don't believe. Always. Always. You will always be saying things that you've been taught to say. Things that you don't believe. So I said in my notes, I said, this speaking should be beyond positive confessions. This speaking should be an expression of the Spirit. Let me tell you how to survive life issues. I'll say it and I'll begin to show you scriptures. There is something happening around you. Instead of you just jump up and begin to say, I flourish. You don't believe those things. Take to tongues. Switch into utterance. When you are done, you are going to say something. But you see, that thing you are going to say will not just be, I prosper, I make it. It will now be blessings, prophecies from your inside. I don't talking about at all. The Lord said to me, many of us have cried over things we should have spoken about. You've cried over things you should have spoken about. When the admission is not working, when the money is not forthcoming, when the hatred is all over the place, it's not time to just start saying, I know I'm loved. I'm accepted in the beloved. No! Doesn't matter what I pass through. The greater one lives inside of me. No! Switch into utterance. And by that those interpretation, before you know, something will begin to rise on your inside. I remember the day I was involved in an accident, you know, school days. I was walking across a culvert and there was a stick, you know, this wood for crossing the culvert. I stepped on the wood and then boom, you know, it broke and then scattered my leg. And I could feel my bones. I could feel that something has happened to my bones. You know, instead of crying, I just sat down there inside the gutter. It was early in the morning. Nobody was there. So I sat down there. I just talked in tongues a little. And then the thing dropped. None of his bones shall be broken. I sprang up from there. The thing was still paining me, but I've got a word. And that did not come by reading Think and Grow Rich. By tongues and interpretation, you can face life issues. You see, God's plan is that by utterance at work in us, we can stand before giants and mountains and confront them headlong. And not just by saying, you see, what you call this thing we say now, nothing goes wrong with Jesus. That was, you know when that word came? You know where? That was when we were planning a meeting and it was scattering. Venue are scattered. 2 days to the meeting. There was no venue. Everything was planned, scattered. So I was just pacing around that night in my hotel room. I was just pacing around. And as the thing, I kept pacing around. Suddenly, it just dropped. He says, have you not always known that nothing goes wrong with Jesus? There is a knowing and there is a knowing. There is a knowing that comes via utterance. I just paced around in my room, paced around. The next thing I just said, yes, nothing goes wrong with Jesus. And I began to dance. Nothing goes wrong with Jesus. Because it's not my thinking faculty at work. I didn't manufacture it. Okay. What's the right word to say now? And when you manufacture that and I begin to say it, you don't even believe it. True or true? You are just saying it. Say, sir, this thing is not working. Is he not talking? I've been talking. See, this is what I've been saying. I shall not be sick. I shall not be sick. I shall not be sick. The more I was saying it, the more I was getting sick. Some of them, I told this story in church. Some of my people, almost all my people are here. Hallelujah. And that day in the house, I was so sick, so down. I was saying it in the day. Some of you, have you ever been so sick that you feel you're going to die? Does it happen to you? You become so sick, you can't even raise your leg. You know, even if you're playing message around there and they're saying, healing is yours, you say, amen, no. You know, there's some kind of amen that you don't even believe. Amen, no. Let the thing come. Amen, no. You know, and that was the state I felt I was going to die that night. You know, that you just become so sick, you feel like, I hope, did I have money in my account? Who knows my account number? But see, that night, as I was just there, I was so sick, there were drugs, there were whatever, some of my people are here, they can confirm that. And I began to mutter in tongue. I just stepped into the room, I muttered it, that one didn't even take time. 3 to 5 minutes, I ran out from the room. No sickness stands in my body, you remember that? I walk in there, and then, you know, my house is an interesting house, everybody, my brother brought a lead guitar, I began to play that night. The song says, no sickness stands in my body. I walk in health and I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they come to pass. Hey, that you see, I was not just saying, let me go and forge song and come out. No sickness. What should follow? Just like when we speak in tongues, when you say leko parateshia, what will follow? Zige parateka. What else you follow? Ikutupe ekata. You don't know. It's the expressions of the spirit. So I entered that room and I came out with that song. We began to play that song. I think we played that night for close to 2 hours. We were playing the song. Okay, maybe I think Pastor Dave was there, Pastor Mona was there, a lot of them were there, Pastor Shema was there in the house that we began to sing that night. I walk in faith, and that was the end of the sickness. Because these are not just things I formulated in my brain. And so when the job is not working, it's not the time to begin to think about what are those things Pastor say we should be saying in church. My men shall not be few. No. Oh. That's the time to step out of that interview hall and just pace around a little. I have a word from the Lord. I have a message from God for myself. The favor of God rests upon me. As I step in, I am favored. You just come in and they want to. I told you, you know, he came in church, he was praying that morning, and I announced, people will prefer you. You remember that? Hey, and many people went in the strength of that word. People will prefer. Those are not just things we say, let us encourage them and make them laugh. No. Let's make them shout. Which other one will I say now? It shall be well with you. Just know what we do here. What we do is to speak by the Spirit. Tonight I'll be leading you to talk. Not just empty words. You are going to put that situation before you. And talk in other tongues. We call it Rema word. It comes like a Rema. It drops, you know. It addresses that situation. But it's not just your thinking faculty at work. Hallelujah. That day I said, none of his bones shall be broken. I can't forget that day. None of his bones shall be broken. My leg was still paining. My sister stood up. So when I got to the pharmacy, they were trying to dress the wound. And they said, I think the bone required issues. I said, none of his bones shall be broken. The man said, he just laughed. He saw me as all these church people that are over enthusiastic. I said, okay, it's okay. Amen. But none of his bones shall be broken. I know what I heard. I'm not second guessing. I'm not telling you what my pastor said to me. I heard from God. When I spoke in tongues, something jumped out of my inside. He said, these bones shall not be broken. And I was telling him, he said, okay, so what do I do? I said, dress the wound, let me go. As I stepped out of that room, was I still feeling something? But none of his bones shall be broken. But none of his bones shall be broken. I have a message from God. You see, and that is how by touch. But many of us have limited those interpretations to just, you know, give somebody a word. Yeah, blah, 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 your life is blessed. All that. No, we'll touch that. We'll do that tomorrow a lot. But you see, by that issue, many of you are in ministry. You are planning a meeting, and things are just going here and there. It's not the time to just separate yourself. It's peace. Walk. The Bible said, pray to interpret. You know that you can pray in tongues without planning to interpret. But at that time, you are praying to interpret. So you just pace around. And suddenly something will drop. Things will fall in place. Sometimes there are things that, you know, have you ever paced like that and you are speaking in tongues and it was a song you've always known? It's not like a new song. Has it happened to you?
Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so.
This song came to me one day. That was a situation.
Oh Lord, you are.
I knelt down that day.
In my life.
Let's do this song. Come on.
Oh Lord, you are.
Oh Lord, you are.
You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are.
1 Timothy 1 verse 18.
Oh Lord, you have been so good. Can I hear you say, oh? Oh Lord, you are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent.
Charge. life situations by tears. There is a word in your inside. Times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. Don't shut it up. Let it loose. Look at this. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that by them, by those prophecies, you might war a good warfare. So we war by prophecies. You know, this was about ministry, because prophets have gone ahead of him concerning ministry. And Paul said, by those prophecies, war a good warfare. You see, by prophecies, you can war a warfare over your marriage. By prophecies, you can war a good warfare over your career. By prophecies. Prophecies are for making battles. I'm not talking about killing witches. Prophecies are for making battles. When they drop, you're just praying. And so, years later, months after, you know, I was talking to you guys some time ago, when Caleb met Joshua, he said, give me this mountain. He said, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, spoke to me. He told us then, it is that same prophecy, by them I am going to war this warfare. You see, tonight I'm going to lead you to talk, and then you're going to get worse. You know, I learned this, just sit down for a moment. I learned this from man David. What you call the book of Psalms, we are different situations in the life of David that he took advantage of, and Psalms began to pour forth. Look at Psalm that one I love so much. Psalm 3. Who? Father, O Lord, are a shield for me. He said, Lord, look at the situation. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Oh, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my... This was not wishful talking. David was not saying what I want. Mm-mm. These are things that can pump from your inside when faced with life. God, O Lord, are a shield for me. Many of it will come like songs. You don't confront things you should speak about by crying. God, O Lord, are a shield for me. The glory and the lifter. Said, many are they which gathered around me. They say there is no help for him in God. And as Moses was there, it's not time to start crying. As they didn't see people like this to me, somebody will do you back. No. Something is there. Turn the switch on. You are times of refreshing from the presence of God. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Psalm 27. Psalm 27 verse 1. Let's just look at one or two of David's Psalms. Psalm 27 verse 1. The Lord is my light. These are situations in his life. Situations. I'm telling you, there are different things that come into your life. You attack them by prophecy. That's what I'm saying. You attack them by prophecy. You attack life by prophecy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? Look at verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Okay? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. It is. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Okay? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. You see what God was telling David? He shall hide me. When you get this kind of word from God, you face fear headlong. None of you, it is your fears that you will confront today. It's your fears. Because for many of you, from where you are to where you are supposed to be, the distance is fear. is the fear you have to confront and address. You see, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And then finally in verse 6, you see what he says. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto God. Psalm 52. This Psalm 52 is key. He was running away from Saul. Saul was pursuing him. And then he got into a cave. Instead of being there to stay there to say, how can my life turn like this? How can I be like this? He began to talk. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor, walking deceitfully. He was talking to them. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. I'll come to this verse shortly. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his friend, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. I will wait on thy name. You see, he began to talk. You know, why was he saying God would destroy Saul? Simple. That's why he said, even when you prophesy, it will be a product of the word of God that you already know. And so when you are faced with an issue, switch to utterance. You see, utterance is not done on your WhatsApp status. You don't do it on Facebook. If at all you should write on your WhatsApp status, it's when you have spoken and spoken and spoken full. You don't go to WhatsApp and say, my day is blessed, and you have not said it. I know what I'm saying. Switch to utterance. So much. I love this. Acts 16:25. The Lord shared, you know, God talked to me about it within the week. I was just praying. The Lord said, have you ever thought of what happened in Acts 16? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. The Lord said, you see, you know what you normally say? Paul and Silas, they prayed. After praying, do you notice the flow? They prayed and sang praises. The Lord said, you know what happened here? They were there in their chain. They, you know, in the Roman prison, they tie you like this. Keep your head down. Because I normally show you, Roman prison, they tie your leg and your hands together. The same chain. And you are like this. And so at that point, it's the time for a man to sit down and start saying, how is my life like this? First thing they did, they prayed. What they now sang, do you understand it? Was now psalms from prayer. So while in that place, and I will show you tomorrow what happened here. The chains broke loose. There are sounds. You see, sounds always precede victory. There are sounds of war. Sure, you know. Sounds will precede victory. You see, when they now sang that thing, you can imagine just sitting down. I can imagine one of the songs they sang while they were just sitting down, just with us, in like a paratata. Kolobo, is a town. Samuel was praying, Paul was praying, they were praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. And maybe it just came like, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior. Great in battle. Jehovah. I got this song one day. We were, after the story, many years ago, I was going for a meeting. We got to Onisha, Opiweka, you know Opiweka very well, around 11 to 12 in the night. And I was still going for a meeting far. And some people remember that meeting. I was going to lead that night to around 11. And my challenge, I was with people's children. No one go for me to go with people's children. About two or three of them. You know, I'm not scared of myself. You see, anything I lose doesn't matter. But I had people's children. What if I had ladies around me? And You know, when that was taught as a people worker, men were already paramblating. Imago men. And now acquired it. They were already paramblating. Trying to, you know, even naga na you know, onisha now. And automatically fear already gripped me. Not really for myself, but for those people. I just paced around and was praying in tongues. That was muttering. And suddenly I heard mighty warrior. I just sang along. Great in battle. I just sang that song. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty man in battle. I can't forget that night. El Shaddai. Hey, you are the mighty man in battle. You will face your fears tonight. El Shaddai, hey, you are the battle. Listen. And listen. And that night I did that, as I was just thinking it, suddenly help began to come from everywhere. One guy just stepped out. Kebun Naga, I said, he said, ah, this place is dangerous, so, but don't worry, I'm here, not to happen to your people. He began to make calls. He called the driver. The driver said, I have slept. He said, leave your house and come. There are people I wanted to carry to somewhere now. And the guy appeared from nowhere. And I thought when he was done, the guy was going to tell us, pay me now, give me change. He didn't tell us anything. We finished and we left. And I knew we had met with an angel of God. I'll talk about angels tomorrow morning. I knew we had met with an angel of God. I knew God has sent a man to help us. God will send men your way. By utterance, men will come your way. As you shall begin to open your mouth and speak, men will come your way. Men carrying what you need. Men carrying what you need. Huh? Huh? Listen. Sit down for a moment. Men carrying what you need will come your way. Because you will not keep short. You will begin to talk. You see, you face life circumstances. You face your fears by utterance. By utterance. By utterance. By your trust. So next time something goes wrong in your place of work, next time something goes wrong in your office, next time it's like you're in a prison like Paul and Silas, as your hands are bound and your legs are tied, your tongue is not tied, set loose times of refreshing. Open your mouth and begin to make sounds. You see, the problem with some of us is, you see, when we are supposed to be talking, we are quiet. You see, every situation that comes around you is talking to you. When Goliath stood before David, the Bible said, and Goliath cursed David by his gods. If David was not well taught, he would have started saying in his mind, after talking now, David, he thinks he's to God, don't be talking now. David knew. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You face it headlong. He said, I was delivered from the hands of the lion and the bear. The Lord will deliver you to my hands. He was informing him about his downfall. But those are not just mere words. Those are not just wishful thinking. You talk by the Spirit. There are utterances in you. I'm full of words. So I'm going to let them loose. I'm going to let them loose. I'm going to let them. So you see Psalms. You see, and one of the areas God that I should talk about before I close now is in the area of provision. When Jesus stood, look at Matthew 14 verse 9, verse 19 rather. When Jesus stood before a need, there was lack. There were 5,000 men, excluding women and children, to be fed. He didn't get there and say, come and do what only you can do. No. He started talking. You see, you can set things loose. Oh. He commanded the multitude to sit down. You know, there are some things that will happen around you. You just have to tell people, sit down. Give me space. They sat down. He looking up to heaven, blessed. So that's how the gospel to put it in a summary. He blessed. You know, what does it mean to bless something? It means you speak to that thing. So how did Jesus feed the 5,000? He spoke to the bread. I got to think about it. He spoke to the bread. I can imagine him just talking tongues. But all he knew that night is that everybody will leave this place filled. He didn't know how it was going to happen. He just spoke to the bread. Spoke to the bread and paste. I said, okay, bread, you are going to feed all these people. You see, there are words that God will give you tonight. And some of you, you'll be worrying with them till the end of this year. Making war with them till the end of this year. And so that's why I had to take time to teach you on those interpretation, because it's what all of us are going to do. You are going to face life issues. Stand before challenges and begin to war. Say things. And you know, when one of these that happen, when you begin to speak by utterance, edification will begin to come. It's sometimes the thing is still there. After edification, the next thing that will follow is joy. Have you observed it? The next thing that will follow is joy. We will talk. And what I'm talking about tonight is not just making noise. A man of God once said, he said, sounds always precede increase. Before you see any increase, sounds must go before them. Somebody must say something. Somebody must scream. Somebody must speak by the Spirit. So, we're going to practice tonight. You're going to take a life situation. I know how things are in your family now. I know about the whole lack of peace in your home. I know about the fight, says the Lord. You see, but I told you, how to respond is not by crying. It's not by crying. It's not by complaining. And see, it's not by crying. It's not by complaining. It's not also by keeping quiet. Many of us just keep quiet. Some of us are passive about life. Especially among the new creation folk. I've been saying this in church for long, you remember? We just feel, all I need is that I'm righteous in Christ. I'm loved by Him. I'm holy, full of the Holy Ghost. And things are going wrong around you. Huh? Things are going wrong. I say, I'm full of God. Carrying the Godhead. Fullness of the Godhead. People are dying every day. Witches are running mad around the environment. People in your family are losing their jobs every day. Peace is disappearing from your home and you are righteous in Christ. This is the time. By prophecies, war a good warfare. Stand headlong with all those challenges and begin to talk in the keep. Just go like that. And then sounds. Sounds. You know, the Lord said, He said to me, many of you have cried more than is necessary. You've cried more than is necessary. You've complained more than is necessary. It's time. You see, if you want to give this night a name, say it's warfare night. Because warfare is not fighting demons. It is taking hold of things that God has said to me. Everything spoken to me. I will wait. I will not be moved. God is not a man that he should lie. Every need he will supply. That's how to do it. You hold on to what they are saying. And you begin to speak. When those words have come to you. And so we're going to face those things tonight. And it's not just what you do in this meeting. This is how to stay refreshed. I heard the Lord say to me in the afternoon, some of you will jump out of depression. I've been seeing about 8 cases of depression in this place. You stay in your room, you are depressed, you are crying when nobody's beating you. That cannot be God's will for you. Depression has lost me. Did I learn that I can refresh myself? Depression lost me. It lost me. And I told you today, sometimes when you begin to pray that tongues at first, it doesn't make sense. Have you ever been praying those earlier? Just wasting your time. Because the thing is so heavy in your heart. And you're saying, la garagada bashandia. Before you know, you go. You sleep off, you go. And I said in the day, you just pray, la garagada. You start thinking. You start thinking. After like 3 days, you remember, you are praying, you know, you come again. La garagada. I know. Continue. That's where we start from. Continue. Pray to interpret. Something will drop. That business has gotten you frustrated for long. It's time to step into that business. Not on Monday. Now. Step into that office now. And begin to base around in the Holy Ghost. Psalms are going to flow tonight. Psalms that will address your situation. The Lord said to me when I was planning this meeting, He said, talk about their physical needs. Because many believers have needs, and we cover it up with noise making. We have needs. Things are going wrong around you. One of my daughters here, when she had an issue, I don't want to go into details. But let me go into details. Had an admission issue for long. And one day we were praying in church. You know, some of the things that happen around you are not just normal. He says, do you believe in witchcraft? I do. Hello? I do so much. I believe in the weakness of witchcraft, but in the power of God. But I don't believe it doesn't exist. You see, because there is Satan. Just like he's a defeated being, but there is Satan, sha. But if you let him, he's going to run things around you. And the Lord spoke to me about it, and I called her. And I said, I saw in the spirit. He said, what I saw was that in your family, something was happening years back. Your father had an argument and an issue with someone. And your father was the only educated person in that setting. And your father made some statements harmlessly. And they took it and said, nobody in your family will ever step into school. And I said, nobody. I said, see, I'm not going to pray for you. You are going to take one or two of your friends, go to your village. See, okay, you see, you cannot be thirsty when you are full of water. Open the tap. I said, step to your village. And he said, they spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday by prophecy, because my word has gone ahead of them. By prophecy, they were worrying. We reverse these things. You know, I told them in church, Jacob looked at Reuben in Genesis 49. He said, you shall not prosper. He said, because you went up to my couch, you shall not prosper. Moses in Deuteronomy looked at the same Reuben. He said, let Reuben live and not die. And let not his men be few. You see, if words brought it, my words reverse it tonight. If words caused it, my words turn it around tonight. Tonight. And you're going to speak. Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men be few. Let not his men be few. It doesn't matter what is facing you now. By prophecy, via tongues and interpretation, you are going to stand up. Look at those situations and begin to speak. Listen, I'm going to give you guys like 10 minutes. We're going to pray here like crazy. Words shall begin to flow. We will speak those words. We will dance in those words. We will shout those words. So you are praying over circumstances. There is a lack somewhere. There is a challenge somewhere. There is an infirmity. You are sick. There's an infirmity in your life. Words have been given to you. You are going to speak psalms. Speak prophetic words over those issues. Hey. Usopoporatekaleteya. He's a certain vebebo. Hey, face life, face those situations, address those fears, address that depression, address that circumstance, face that mountain, face that situation, face it headlong, by that interpretation, by utterance, words shall be given to you, words shall be given to you, psalms shall come to you, psalms shall come to you, words shall come to you, words shall come to you, Prophecies shall come to you. Prophecies shall come to you. And you are going to speak over those circumstances, over your family, over your life. You are facing those circumstances. You have 10 minutes. You will pray until those words begin to come. It's not entertainment. You will pray until you begin to announce those words. You will pray until those words begin to flow. Until those words begin to flow. What praises do I stand in awe of you? Don't join me, be praying in tongues. I stand in awe of you. There are health circumstances being resolved tonight. Health issues. You are going to pray until words will drop. You will begin to announce those words. But it's not empty talk. By tongues and interpretation, there are circumstances that will bow tonight. Confront those fears. Confront that depression. Confront that challenge. Confront that lack. Face that health issue. Face that health issue. Times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. I'm here to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. Just go ahead. You are too faithful to fail me. Hey, Alaba, should all of us have died? You are too faithful to disappoint me. Make sure you pray wherever you are. You've proven yourself in my life. And now I'm here to testify that you are too faithful to fail. Many of you will see from this night, things will begin to happen. From this night, some of you begin to get text messages, job confirmations, because you are making sounds by the Spirit. You are going to speak over your ministry. Just be praying. God will give you words to say. He will give you words to say. Nothing goes wrong with Jesus. Nothing goes wrong with Jesus. Supernatural deliverance. Peace over your home. Peace over your home. Peace over your home. I'm speaking to somebody. Peace over your home. Peace over your home. Peace over your home. Peace over your home. Peace in your house. Peace in your borders. Peace in your borders. Peace in your borders. Peace in your borders. Undermine the power of prayers. You are speaking and things are coming to you in English. If those words have come, it's time to begin to announce them. If they came as songs, it's time to begin to sing them. If they came as songs, it's time to begin to sing them. It's time to begin to announce them. It's when you are done announcing that you can start writing. It's not the written word that changes anything. Begin to say. Begin to say. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. The glory and the lifter up of my house. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid of? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. When the enemy encompasses around me, I will say of the Lord, thou art my strength. Thou art my shield. 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 Begin to speak in English. By prophecies, we are warring tonight.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.